As many of us spend time with older family members this holiday season, we encourage you to take time to ask questions of them in order to collect and preserve their unique personal history. That's the idea behind Maryland Veterans, A Journey Through Vietnam, a Maryland Humanities Council oral history project in which Anne Arundel County students interview local Vietnam War veterans. Dr. Barry Landman, director of the Martha Ross Center for Oral History at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and the oral historian lending expertise to this project, tells us more.
History is boring. Educators and historians hear this lament all too often. Fortunately, the integration of oral history into the educational setting is having a marked impact on reversing this misconception. Oral history, by definition, in its most simplistic form, is a method of research designed to capture the memories of individuals who participated in events of the past. Following in the footsteps of classroom oral history programs dating back to the 1970s, one unique oral history experience is currently taking place under the direction of Jennifer Davidson, an inspired educator at Southern High School in Anne Arundel County. Davidson has designed a program that has students work in groups to conduct oral history interviews with residents of Maryland who served in Vietnam. It was my pleasure to instruct the students about the processes and products of oral history, and I was energized with their ultimate enthusiasm. Program partners included Southern High School's own signature program, Maryland Public Television, Maryland State Archives, the Maryland Museum of Military History, the Martha Ross Center for Oral History at UMBC, grant evaluator Dr. Laura M. Wendling, and the Maryland Humanities Council, who coordinated and funded the endeavor. Thus, Mrs. Davidson and her students benefited from strong professional support that allowed the students to get their hands dirty in history as they recorded accounts never before documented. Students also learned about the twists and turns of life, the moment-to-moment decisions that changed lives, and the backstories that made connections between biography and history. Ultimately, the students are using their oral history interviews to produce compelling short video documentaries containing interpretations that will give new meaning to the Vietnam experience. Davidson stated that, at the beginning of the school year, many of the students did not fully embrace the fact that this was not just another project, but instead an historical experience. However, after the interviews were completed, the idea of doing history instead of studying history was heartfelt, and quite a few students' perspectives were changed because of this experience. The students' own words demonstrate the value of this educational opportunity. One student stated, "It was an amazing experience to meet and talk to a veteran." A fellow classmate shared, "I feel more connected to history." And finally, a young convert exclaimed, "This oral history experience was amazing. I learned so much, and I will never forget this." As an educator historian who has used oral history in a variety of instructional settings over the course of 3 decades, nothing is more gratifying than hearing these types of comments. It demonstrates the power of making history personal.
A public celebration showcasing the students' oral history projects and honoring veterans will take place at the Maryland Museum of Military History in May 2016. More information at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.